Is now being recorded. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Glenn, could you read through the record of who we've got?
Yes, certainly, Avery. We have got yourself, Avery Doria, who's leading the group, Joe Sansevier, James Bladel, Paul Diaz, Dave Piscitello, George Kirikos, Mike Rothbach, Greg Aaron, and Rod Rasmussen, and for staff we have got Marika and myself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all.
Have I missed anybody?
Thank you all for making this extraordinary non-Friday meeting. I appreciate it because I did want to try and get a little bit further with the document before actually going to Cairo. And other things I wanted to remind people of. We do have a meeting scheduled for Cairo from 17 to 18 on Wednesday, 5 to 6 on Wednesday. the room will be set. Glenn may know what the room is, but it'll be on the schedule, and we'll let
yes,
people know.
Yes, the room is called El Maniel, M-A-N-I-A-L.
And we will have dial-in capability.
Yes,
for
and
those
it will,
who aren't
sorry, every, and it will be exactly the same as our calls that we have every week. So you can just dial the same number, and you should reach us in Cairo.
And the two things that I'd like to really do in that face-to-face meeting, and of course that could change depending upon where we get to today and going through the text, is to talk somewhat about the section that I've avoided completely, which is the what's next, and also to set down the date when we believe that we'll be ready to pass this on. If you guys look at the table on the wiki page, you'll notice that I stuck in an extra line, which is basically the NSO Council review, where we're going to basically send the document to the Council and then have a discussion in the Council on where to proceed, whether to go out to for more constituency comment at that point, for public comment at that point, or to come back into the process, sort of following the process that this group recommends. That would also be my notion of a time to figure out, you know, electing a new chair if it's continuing, so that then it can continue properly along. So any of you that are into doing things like chairing working groups, on the assumption that this group will continue after that GNSO review, at that point, I think we should look at the whole notion of electing a new chair, because we will have reached a stopping continuing point. We'll have retalked the charter, etc. So, anyhow, that's sort of it's that more practical side of the issues that I hope to get into face-to-face meeting, having avoided them as much as possible now. Any questions or issues on that before I move on? Okay. What I was thinking we would start with today, since last time we made it through to the end of the, basically to the end of the highly colored parts that indicated the results of the voting path that you had all done. So what I'd like to do now is basically go back. If you remember, we talked about things. We took them out of the coloring, but we left them marked as changes so that we could take a second pass through them and make sure that people are still comfortable. It's sort of a two-pass insertion. One of the things that Marika has done since the last one, and I'm really grateful to her, because between a Friday and a Monday meeting, she actually put out another version of the document, which is probably more than anyone could have wished for, but of course I wished for it. So I very much appreciate that, but has started using bullets within the text to indicate where there was a support statement as opposed to an agreement statement, and where there was an alternative view. I think with the bullets, it does start to show up visibly. One of the discussions that Marika and I had that you know, we'll bring up to the group and see how it goes in the long run, whether it's better to put these things in boxes as opposed to just there as bullets, but that's a stylistic thing we can get to later. One other comment that I did make to her is that whatever we do in terms of making these things visible, we'll need to add a paragraph to Section 4 that says, you know, except for text that is marked specifically, that there was agreement on the text. Where there was either support or an alternative view, it is demarcated thusly, and then whatever that thusly is. Okay. Any questions on that? And in which case, I'll start going through the document again from the beginning. If I jump to a line number, because that's the first place I see something, but there's something else that someone wanted to bring up an issue or a question on, please jump in front of me and say so. One of the other things I want to start doing now, if it's okay, is anything that doesn't get resolved in this pass, that we start building a to-do list of issues that need specific work, of who has an issue, and how we go about it. And we perhaps can build a table, hopefully it'll be a short table, that basically will then drive our next session. Because what I want to try and do as we hit something that's problematic, talk about it for a while, but not, you know, spend the whole meeting on it. Talk about it for a while, say, okay, more work is needed on this, put it on the list, we'll come back. And so going through the things iteratively until we get to a point where, you know, we don't have any of these issues that are in the way. Okay. So somebody needs to mute. Okay, so then getting to the first comment, first marked demarcation, it looks like we have underlined text. Not sure, it's not in blue, but we have underlined text 87 to 91. Is that something that was recently changed? Because it's not a blue underline, it's just a...
I think that there was just trying to be emphasis on that language.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, I think that comes from the original...
I thought so, too. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so there's no issue there. I don't want to skip over anything through accident.
Should
okay.
that be italicized in the actual document?
Excuse me?
Would that be italicized in the actual document?
Actually, would it be italicized or underlined? I don't know. Is there a preference?
Remove the emphasis altogether, I think. I don't think it was in the original issues report. Not sure why it was emphasized here.
No, it is a quote from the issues report
right.
on
well,
the recommendation that staff made.
Right. There are quote marks.
Yes.
Now, it may be a long enough quote to, you know, to set it off underneath in sort of that indent from both sides style, but I don't know that it needs to be underlined if it wasn't underlined in the original.
I'll take the underlining out.
Okay, thank you. As I say, it's borderline between a quote that's long enough for, you know, a quote section and short enough for just quote marks. Okay. We have at 123 the word partially.
That's something actually I inserted because there is further down, some changes have been made and then another proposal has been made to insert, so I just wanted to avoid people thinking that everything was taken from the issues report. So,
is there any objection to that partially? Okay, in which case, moving on.
Well, I got a question about some of the other italicized language here in this note. Do we really need the part out from Indeed to the end? And is that really one of the major conclusions of this working group?
In fact, we have a conclusion section.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think we need this comment here. Kind of distracting.
I'd agree with that.
Anyone object to removing it? Okay, could you, Mark, could you do this thing that we talked about last time for deletion, is put line through on it for deletion, and then we'll come back next time and confirm that we still want it deleted?
That's from Indeed through the end.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know if you listened to the calls, Mike. What we're trying to do on anything, for example, in terms of this, we'll mark it for deletion now, but then in the next pass of the document, we'll make sure that everyone's still comfortable with its deletion before actually deleting it.
Sounds fair.
Okay. That way, anybody that misses a meeting or thinks about things later and says, oh, but wait, is not, still has a chance. Okay, so if you could just do the line through change on it, I'd appreciate that, since that seems to be the easiest way to visually mark something as deleted.
Is that for me or for Marika?
That was for Marika.
Okay.
I will do.
Thank you. Okay.
And then I have the same issue in the next comment, basically. It's the same thing. There's another...
From line 141 to 44?
Yes.
Any objection to marking that for deletion? Okay, please do the same. Okay, then the next thing I hit is 210, where we have the new language that was developed after the meeting, two meetings ago. Certain service providers and registrars provide a name resolution service to enable web hosting service for individuals and organizations who are assigned dynamic IP addresses. These DNS entries in these scenarios, are typically assigned low TTL values. The IP address assigned to individuals and organizations by such providers commonly fall within a single ASN. Now, there's a quote at the end of that, but I don't see a beginning quote.
Okay. No, I think that's my mistake. I need to go out.
So, any issues with this addition?
Do we need to define ASN anywhere?
Does this report have a glossary, and is that a same thing? I mean, I would recommend that we follow standard usage, which is the first time any acronym is listed, and I don't know if this is the first time, but if it is, the first time any acronym is listed, in parentheses, is its definition.
I think we need to stick an autonomous system number there, then, in parentheses or whatever.
Right, and then you can do either way. You can do within a single autonomous number, or a parentheses ASN, or vice versa, and I don't think it matters.
And no preference?
I tend to think you use the full words the first time and all the abbreviations after, but I think that's purely stylistic, and I think whatever Marika feels most comfortable with, unless people in the group care. Okay. The next thing we had, so...
Hold on, Avi. I think before we get to the next stuff, in line 224, there seems to be a typo.
Well, actually, the next thing we had was 216, but okay, we'll get to 224. We had illicit uses of fast lux, which was accepted last time, and looking for confirmation on accepting it. Any issue? Okay, accepted. Okay, 224 typo. Oh, well, let me see. I don't see it.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Networks create robust obfuscating service delivery infrastructure. Not sure what that's supposed to mean.
That's right. Let me see. FastLux service networks create robust obfuscating service delivering infrastructures that make it difficult. I think they're saying those network infrastructures do obfuscate.
I'd say change create to are, because the networks do not create them. They are that.
They are robust. I see, and then they obfuscate service delivery infrastructure.
You could
say, and I'd
say
probably put a full stop after infrastructures.
You could put robust and obfuscating service delivery network.
Seems reasonable, wordsmith. And then you're suggesting a period after infrastructures, and then you'd go, they make it difficult? Because you wouldn't want a that beginning that sentence.
I'm flexible on whatever you want to do on that.
Okay, Marika, would you suggest a... I think the making shorter sentences is always a good thing. It almost always makes things clearer. So FastLux service networks are robust obfuscating service structure infrastructure, period. They make it difficult, etc. And then mark this as changed so that we can confirm it on an X pass through.
Sorry, just to confirm, are we taking out delivery as well? Did I understand that correctly?
Delivery. No. We're not.
Okay,
the only
changes are for create and then the full stop after infrastructures, and these make it difficult or they make it difficult. Okay.
Right. And as I say, mark it so that we can confirm it next time.
I will do so.
Thank you. I know I'm being redundant, but... Okay, I see the number has gone up on emails. 239 now says 700. I'm sure it'll go up again, although... Although at any point at which we stop saying over, you know, I think it'll be fine. But of course, if we were to hit 1,000, then it would be interesting, but I don't think we will. Okay, as I say, this section will have to have something added that describes the how to identify what text is agreement, what text is support, and what text is alternative view. At the moment, it's set off by bullets where the first word is either support or alternative agreement, I mean alternative view. It may be that putting these things in boxes ends up a way to do it, and I think we can leave that for later and see how it works. In fact, as we're going through the past today, people can look at the places where those things are bulleted and see if they think it worked for them. Members of the group, okay. We have the text 255, 258, which last time we thought was okay, but I want to confirm. Any issues? Okay, the change we did make last time, for anyone that wasn't here, is we added or employers to what had already been accepted there. Okay, we cleaned up some names in the table. People are responsible for making sure their entry in the table is correct.
Nope, I see mine's not correct, so.
Okay, well then, send Marika a correction of what yours
okay.
should be. Basically, we're all responsible for our own issues there. Got mine correct. Okay, 266. There's an addition. The working group was supported by the following ICANN staff members, Glenn, Liz, and Marika. I assume that's acceptable. Okay. Be accepted. Moving on.
Can I stop you at 282, please?
I figured. Yeah.
Yeah, these notes. I feel like maybe the working group has gone beyond these notes now. These are old and not relevant. I would strike the entire note.
Any other comments on striking the entire note?
I'd support that.
Anybody have an
issue? So do I.
Anybody have an issue with it? Okay, please put a line through it and we'll confirm it at the next pass. Okay. Moving on. In other words, mark it for deletion. But okay, 309 through 317 was discussed last time, and is there any issue with accepting it? Now, line 319 to 322 is new text.
I missed one thing there for a second. On 317, I think it should be web servers. Just a missing S.
Okay, thank you. Edit. Okay, thank you. Okay, so then line 319 to 322 is new text. Any discussion on the new text? Okay, then we'll leave the new text in, but leave it marked as a change so that we can confirm it on the next pass. 324 through 327 is text marked as support. Here it's been put as a subordinate bullet, showing that there's support. Now, one of the things I wasn't sure of, and I'm looking for opinion, is the word support enough? Or should there be a phrase for there was support for, colon? And that's just a question. And then the other would be an alternative view was presented, colon, or something like that. Or is just support alternative view sufficient? And I just want to make sure these things are there, are well represented, and stand out so no one mistakes the level a statement is at. Okay, any issue with accepting that support statement?
Should there be bullets or dashes before the two sub-elements?
Makes a certain amount of sense. All right, Glenn, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree, because I think it is a support to add to the previous one, so I'll add the same dashes.
Okay, 329 through 333 was discussed last time. Any issues before accepting it?
Isn't that first sentence the same as the first sentence of the support statement above? Elements of the attack network run on compromised computers. Isn't that the same as distribution and use of software installed on hosts without notice?
I think it emphasizes it because all of the previous ones were...
That's where I was going with support. I feel like maybe that's weak. I thought we had consensus on at least that first part.
Well, there's two things. I think what's listed under support is it's sort of a declarative statement, whereas this one has it's a characteristic, and it is a softer statement than the one that says there are elements of an attack network running on the compromised computers. So one does seem slightly stronger than another from my reading.
Okay.
Whereas this statement is among, there are several characteristics, this is one of the important characteristics, and it's one of the things that distinguish and goes on to.
Yeah, I agree 329 through 333 is important and should remain. I just question whether 325 undermines it somehow or makes it confusing.
Yeah, I read the one in 325 as saying that's always the case.
I see.
Whereas I read 329 as saying it's, you know.
Okay.
But we can come back to it. We
Sorry, if it makes sense to you guys, it's just that, you know, I just was pointing it out if something that makes sense to
anyone
me.
Anyone else want to comment?
I've got a comment on 333. Should resiliency be resilient?
Yeah.
Any issue? Any agreement? Seems a reasonable change. What I recommend, since there's a question on 325, that be left underlined and we see in the next pass whether there's a reason to come back and accept that so that we leave that question open. Okay, and so we'll change 333 to resilient, but we'll accept the rest of the paragraph.
Aubrey?
Yeah.
I'm curious what is different in line 325 versus, let me flip back a page, line 293.
293.
There you go.
Yeah. Those two do seem quite similar.
I think that what happened was that we suggested that line 325 be replacement text for line 293.
I think I agree with Dave. I think 325 should come out because it's addressed.
Because it's addressed now, certainly in 293. Okay, in which case, put a line through it and we'll confirm it at the next pass. Is that okay, Marika?
And then similarly, I believe that line 326 and 7 was intended as a substitution for line 315. So someone last week objected, and rightly so, to the sort of pejorative poor quality who is.
So you're saying that poor quality who is should have a strike through it because there's support for who is records are fraudulently created.
Right.
See, it goes beyond, I think, just having them being fraudulently created. In some cases, they don't have stolen identities. They just have absolute gibberish in there for the data. And literally, poor quality is the only description that really fits.
Poor quality can even be proxy who is, so they're not necessarily overlapping.
Well, I think what we're pointing out here is that neither of the two are yet sufficient because I think poor quality tends to evoke a notion of incompetence on the part of the people who are collecting and maintaining the whois as well. So what we want to do is, I mean, we could certainly tease those two out if you like, but I believe that what Joe has, you know, is saying is very true, that there's a lot of characteristics that collectively help identify a whois response as, you know, as a registration record that is you know, suspicious. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and perhaps what you would do then is move the support statement, especially if it ends up only about whois records, to underneath the poor quality whois. In other words, a poor quality whois is if I forget to change my phone number when I move or change a phone number, that makes it poor quality whois, but that's certainly not what you're talking about.
Right. There's a function of intent here, and in fact, we're talking a little bit about this in the paragraph we're writing about Section 5.4, where it, you know, the composition of these records, is intentionally wrong. And in some cases, it's right at the beginning and then made intentionally wrong so that you hide the fact that you used a stolen credit card.
Right, but there also may be intentionally poor quality whois that has nothing to do with fast flux. It's just people that are lying on their whois because of their own notions of privacy.
Right.
So how do we fix this to make it work for basically both getting the stronger statement about fraudulent creation and the fact that the whois is one of the possible parts of the fingerprint, excuse me.
It may be worth noting it's not even necessarily at time of creation. It can go ahead and be created with perfectly valid stuff that actually gets verified by the registrar, but then people will go in and actually change it using the direct web interface that many registrars now offer. And that in some ways is the harder thing to detect.
Okay.
Plus, it could be fully accurate whois, like a P.O. box in Nigeria that forwards to a company in France. It's accurate, but it's poor quality, and it's not fraudulent.
So it really almost looks like we need to describe better what are some of the aspects of poor quality whois, and that what we have here may not be adequate.
Given the length of time of the whois debate, though, I don't think anybody wants to open that can of worms.
I understand that. Believe me. As I said, I don't feel too bad about the whois debate since I don't know anyone in the world that solved this particular issue. So would a compromise be to keep poor quality whois and then move the support, especially if we're striking the first line of the support, as a sub-bullet there that says, who is records are fraudulently created or altered, and leave it at that?
I could live with that.
That works for others?
No.
Okay, that makes sense, Marika?
Yeah, you just want to move this up under the poor quality.
Right,
way of
poor quality, move up
yeah.
Support, and who is records are fraudulently created, and then we add it or altered.
But still leave it as a support issue.
Still leave it as a support, right.
Okay.
And leave it as change so that we can come back to it again and make sure that it still works for people.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And we'll have put a line through elements of the attack network run on compromised computers, and we'll just confirm that is supposed to be deleted next time. Okay. Moving on. Okay, we have another note here at 3:45. Is this another one of those notes that needs to be struck?
I believe so.
Anyone have issues on it? And as I say, these notes, if there's content from these notes that still belongs in the report, then it probably goes down towards the bottom where we're talking about conclusions and next steps. Any issues? Okay, then please strike through and we'll confirm next time. Next thing I find is 375. Agreement statement. Was talked about last time. Is it confirmed? Okay. Then the next thing we have an alternative viewpoint. Any issues with that? In terms of modifying an alternative viewpoint, we would obviously need the person that's putting the alternative viewpoint there to agree with whatever we changed.
Does there need to be any clarification what's meant by private DNS networks?
Comment. I mean, I don't know who put in this alternate viewpoint, but
I'm just not sure what's meant by that statement. I figure if I don't get it, I figure probably at least a couple other people won't get it either.
Right. Well, I thought private DNS networks were closed off networks that weren't part of the internet and had their own DNS and had a gateway between themselves and whatever else was being dealt with. Kind of like 20th century.
It's almost like abbreviation for networks that run, you know, their own DNS or an internal DNS.
Right. So yeah, they'd be
privately operated.
Huh?
Networks that privately operate DNS.
Who is the person whose alternate viewpoint it is on the call? Because as I say, I'd be cautious about changing an alternate viewpoint without the alternate viewpoint T.
It's not a big deal. I just figured it was something that was confusing to me.
I would recommend leaving it, but it may be worth, Marika, if you know who the viewpoint is, to check with them if they want to amplify.
I need to check back in the survey who made a comment, but I'll do so and check with the person if they agree to that change.
Would be privately operated DNS networks would be a reasonable change if that's what they meant. They're saying an alternate viewpoint pretty much belongs to the person that wanted it put there.
Doing a Google search for private DNS networks, there aren't too many matches. Looks like it's like people that are running their own route, basically. Which,
yep, they would be beyond the purview of ICANN. I'm not sure everyone agrees, but anyway. Okay, there's a change there in 410, there was a deletion. Deletion can be confirmed. And then 412.
So 409 and 410 are repeats of 410 and 411. That sentence is stated twice.
Nice catch.
Yeah, I think grabbing just one of those is probably adequate.
And then, I mean, is it a possible minority view, or is this going to be somebody's alternative view? What is this?
Well, it's being listed as a... Uh, It's actually reasonable to just list it as an alternate view.
I think that's right.
If someone's making it. I mean, and Marika, you'd be able to answer that. In other words, a possible minority view is that no one's making it, but some people in the group think that there may be someone in the world that would make it. So it's not really an alternate view of someone in the group. It's just some may say this. An alternate view is somebody in the group is saying this.
You can tack my name onto it.
Okay, then I would mark it as an alternate view.
Actually, I think that it has, now that I'm reading this, I think that that was actually the majority view of the group compared to what's here in the text in 402 to 405, which I would characterize as an alternative view, actually.
Weren't these connected by polls, though? So,
yeah.
The poll results.
And I definitely don't want to go back on. It looks like that has been something that has been in agreement for quite a while. And I definitely, as part of not reconsidering things that have been stable for a while, would be loath to touch it. Whereas possible minority view is the kind of thing that is not unreasonable to...
Okay, well, I think then that this probably raises the level of support rather than an alternative view. In other words, I think there was broad support for this, but there was really no evidence presented to support this view.
And while we're teasing it out, note there are actually two different views in that paragraph. Actually, one saying that there's basically not evidence, and the other one saying that the folks would be reluctant to go ahead and describe it for obvious reasons. So there's really two alternates or alternatives or whatever.
Right, there's actually three, because some people are saying, and there's a third technique. Such as Torah. So how would it be?
Yes, but maybe what we could do is try to combine them all into a statement that can have consensus.
Part of the problem with the group, though, is you can't necessarily change things by attrition, that, you know, a lot of the people are not participating anymore.
Right. Well, 402 to 415, though, I do think can be basically boiled together into something that we would all agree on, at least those that are still participating. Those who aren't, you know, that's just too bad. There's not much we can do about that.
Well, I think we do need to keep the content, make sure that the points of view are still represented.
Yeah.
If you can suggest a alternate for 402 or 415, we could look at it the next time we talk through.
Right, so basically from 400 to 415. I mean, do people on the call at least agree with me that we could probably boil that down to some language that we can all agree on?
I think it could certainly be wordsmithed. I mean, I think you have to be careful about putting too much weight, and I just know what point of view people might take, putting too much weight on a lack of evidence. In other words, people are hiding. There's a lack of evidence that they're hiding while they may be hiding well. So, you know, I think you're definitely right. We have to strike the repeat of the line. That's an easy change.
Right.
I think the rest of it could actually just be done with alternate views and then list them as three bullets. Some indicated that there's a lack of evidence to support this. Bullet techniques such as fast flux are often used by groups to avoid discovery. And then thirdly, you know, other group members point out that operators in networks in this category are understandably resistant, and then information about these networks will always be difficult to obtain. And if you would just put as alternative views those three as bullets, it may just work.
So the problem is, I feel like it's minimizing those views when actually they were supported by the majority of the group.
Well, two of those views are contradictory. In one sentence, you're saying some indicated that there's a lack of evidence, and as a counter to that, you have some people saying that, yeah, there's a lack of evidence because people in this category are understandably reticent. So you're not going to get evidence. So you've got two of these that are oppositional statements. And then you've got a third one that says, and some people may hide by using Tor. So
the third part is just basically irrelevant to us, I think. But.
Well, that there's other techniques, yeah, and just giving an example. Yeah. So I think what we have here is three alternate views, two of which are in contradiction to each other. And it's probably just worth listing them as such. And if we put them as three bullets, then they would be more visible. And as first bullet, some indicated that there's a lack of evidence. Second bullet, some point out that operators of networks in this category are understandably reticent. Those two views are in counter to each other. Third, some have pointed out that techniques other than fast flux are used by these groups to avoid discovery. And then you've covered it all. You haven't deleted any points of view. You've brought them out so that they're visible and,
okay.
Okay, so.
Better than what we have now.
So, Marika, will you, have that, and then have that obviously as something that we need to look at again once it's done.
Okay.
Thank you. And you could wordsmith them so that they're sort of equivalent weights in terms of some indicated.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Right, and then one other comment on this is that the link to the email thread that's in the text there at line 405. Wasn't there also a subsequent email from you, Joe, that further explained what was going on with that UltraReach site and that it wasn't really fast flux?
There was, and I can probably try and find that one and send it along to Marika as well.
I think that should definitely be included as well. In other words, I just think this is factually wrong the way it's stated right now.
Mike?
Yeah.
I posted some information to the group last week, and the UltraReach actually does meet the definition.
All right, so I'm guessing hearing, Greg, that you and Joe don't agree on that point, right?
Yep.
We should just make sure we have the balanced document.
Right. What you might want to do is take that one out of the mainline text and put it in a footnote with the other two emails. A discussion of this can be found in dot, dot, and dot. Does that work?
I think so.
Sure.
Okay, Marika?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Moving down to 430. This was a statement. This is marked as a sum statement, and yet hasn't been set off as a... as a sum. And then we have an alternate view below. So this one probably needs to be set off in the same way as support statement. Is that correct?
Is there anyone who disagrees with this? This is going in as a standard text, not an alternate view, right?
Yeah, I think we should just delete the phrase some in the working group would point.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, that's exactly what I'm asking.
I think that's a correct assessment, because I think when we did the poll, I think everyone agreed with the statement. It was
okay.
Just an original phrasing was put some in the working group. So.
Okay, so then fine. So then eliminate the some, because it's the some that makes it look to me like it's a support statement.
Yeah, just eliminate some in, actually. Just the first two words need to go.
The working group points out or would point out. Okay, any issue with that? Okay. So the rest of this can be marked as accepted, but do leave the deletion of some in the working group as a marked for deletion, but still there so that we can go through next time, just in case there's anyone that's not on this call at the moment that has an issue with that change. Okay, any other comments on accepting down to 451? I actually like the listing alternative view in relation to the previous paragraph as a way of delineating it. Okay. So then that's accepted, and the only thing that's still up for approval next time is the deletion of some in. Okay. Then we have some new language, 463 to 468. Worksheet Group does not suggest that mitigating FastBlocks attacks would eliminate the need for other anti-abuse or law enforcement work, nor do we intend to exaggerate the benefits of this attack technique would-be malefactors by calling detailed attention to the crimes. Rather, we call attention to these attacks in a markedly strong manner to emphasize that FastBlocks attacks have considerable influence on duration and efficacy of harmful activity. And that was basically several people worked on that paragraph as a sort of replacement for some somewhat mangled wording that was there before. Any issue with that one? Okay, then we'll leave it there for, we'll remove the highlighting, but leave it underlined for, confirmation at the next go through. And we have a note.
Leave the note.
Still true.
I don't think the note is still true.
Do we have a robust technical process and technical and process definition of FastBlocks? Not sure what a robust definition is, but there are certainly definitions.
I think the note was put in there at the time when we weren't answering the questions, but we later decided we would answer the questions.
Okay, I'm just checking through. Do we have reliable techniques to detect? I think they've certainly been mentioned. While maintaining an acceptable rate
somewhere,
of pulse.
I would keep those words in the document somewhere because, you know, some of the techniques are empirical, and I wouldn't characterize those as necessarily robust at all.
Right. So, in other words, while there have been answers on definitions, are those definitions robust technical and process? Are the techniques reliable? Certainly, there hasn't been definition of reliable techniques. There's pointing to techniques, to the fingerprints, to the whatever. Reliable information on the scope and penetration. Reliable information. But we may want to change the first line in terms of did not answer the following charter questions.
I think we have some data that's also just pending in the queue. I don't know whether or not that's going to be cleared in time for a draft or not, but there is some data out there.
It should all be included in the report if it's received as of today.
Well, as I said, we're still going to be working on the report. The report is not going to be ready for this meeting, and I mean, we've known that. But I'm hoping that we at least have some text that's fairly clear, even if it indicates still further work. But then we go on to answer those questions.
Yes, and I think all these issues are discussed in the text below anyway.
And it may be possible to substitute the first line, the working group did not answer the following charter questions. Obviously, that's wrong, because it did attempt an answer. You know, and perhaps something to the effect of the working group has given initial answers to the following questions. However, more information may be available concerning, you know, and then the following bullets or something like that.
Or was unable to achieve consensus because?
Well, basically, it also seems to me that it's more than just a reach consensus. because there's a lot of stuff there that has consensus, though there's some stuff that doesn't. It's that it's more work is required. So in other words, it's kind of like the working group has working answers to the following questions, to the following charter questions. However, more work is required due to work in progress on. How's that?
That seems reasonable.
Does that mitigate it? So the working group has given initial answers to the following charter questions. However, more, I should remember what I said.
It may help to know that the notes were originally introduced by the former chair at one point.
Yeah, they were really introduced a long time ago. I think the event just passed the notes by.
Right. Well, some people, though, in the group are sort of saying, and even in reading through these, you know, as I say, what's a robust definition? We have working definitions.
Well, yeah.
And what's a reliable technique to test? Well, you've talked about fingerprints, you've talked about whatever things, but have you really dealt with the whole notion of the maintaining acceptable rates of false positives and everything in that? So the questions are probably still useful. Further work is required on these things. That's what I understood somebody to be saying.
Maybe that's an alternative view that belongs somewhere else, but I don't think it belongs as a note at the head of the section.
Any other comments on that?
Well, definitely belongs somewhere in the document.
Now, why wouldn't it belong as a note before the questions? If these are only working questions, and in fact, I've noticed that just, you know, some of these, like 5-4, are, you know, wording is still coming in, so, or some other, maybe it's in a different section I'm thinking of. Sorry, go ahead.
At the head of the section, I think it gives it an awful lot of emphasis and probably more weight than it really has at this point. I do agree that it should be there as an alternate view of some sort, perhaps.
I mean, a lot of this stuff really is discussed a lot. There is a talk of the definition. There is talk about false positives. There is talk about the scope and penetration of the network. And there's plenty of information about the impact of the network. I just disagree with the content of the note as well.
Yeah, I understand that. Not quite sure what else you would do with that note.
Unless somebody wants to support it.
Well, there has been support for keeping it. I mean, there's definitely a statement by at least one person saying that belongs in here somewhere. So if it belongs in here somewhere, the question becomes where, if not here. They say it may be a footnote.
I wouldn't put it in a footnote.
You wouldn't or would?
I wouldn't. It would. You'd need to highlighted more than that.
Okay.
I think people have left the task force because of, you know, not being able to necessarily agree with the work group, and many of those were supporters of that statement.
Right, okay.
Like Eric Williams, that came up with
Lane. Right. Okay.
He'd be one of the people, I think, that would agree with that.
I think we should keep it in the main body of the text as well, just because we want to encourage more research here. We have data, we have information. We don't have it all. We don't know the full picture of what's going on. I really don't want to discourage finding out more.
Okay, so perhaps something the note can basically change the character of the note, and that was the wording that I was trying to come up with before on the fly. Is, first of all, the working group offers the following working answers. I'm writing this down while I'm saying it, so I don't forget it as soon as it's out of my mouth. Following working answers
No, poverty?
Yeah.
This is Dave.
Yeah.
The part of the note that confuses me most is the part that says that the working group didn't answer the following charter questions, because I think we're answering charter questions.
Yeah, exactly.
By the time we finish. I mean, That's
what I'm trying to basically. I think that.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Oh, great.
I think that we could say and preserve the what Therapy is saying, that the working group, you know, does believe that continued work is necessary in the following areas: a robust technical and process definition of FAST Plus, as an example. Because I think we have a good technical definition, but I'm not certain that we have a process definition. In the second one, I think that we have some techniques that some people argue have a very low rate of false positives, but other people aren't convinced. So more work is needed there. And I think you can go on each bullet. But I think that this is just identifying, that as the working group answers these questions, we feel that the following areas should be considered as subjects of ongoing work.
Okay, so you're basically saying something like, though the working group does provide initial answers to the following questions, they believe that further work can be done in the following areas.
Exactly. That would, I think, preserves the spirit of what's said there.
Okay, Marika.
That's my read, though.
Okay, Marika, did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, is that okay with others? And of course, we'll come back to it, like any change we're making today, before the next time. And it doesn't need to be a note, then. It needs, does it or does it? Or is it just inline discussion paragraph?
If we're going to put down what you just proposed, I'm comfortable with it being, part of the main body.
Okay.
I could go into the conclusions, perhaps. Definitely one of the...
Well, why don't we try leaving it here for now, not as a note, but inline text, and see how it looks.
And wasn't this identical inline text in multiple places?
Yeah, that's true. We could also put it in the conclusion. Okay, is that good for now, and then we'll review it again? So not as a note, not as italics, with the new wording, with the four bullets remaining as they are. Okay. Moving on, the next comments I got are 536, 537, a couple examples, DLBA and the HIPAA.
What line was that?
536, 537, basically someone included may be affected by specific laws, for example, and then it was spelling out what GLBA and what HIPAA were, I believe.
Okay.
So those should be fine. Accepted, I would assume. Issue. Then we have 542 through 548. Issue. Okay. So that would be accepted. Then we have a support statement inserted 554 through 575. It was one that was discussed last time. Highlighted, and supported statement. Any issue? Okay.
Are there two separate supported sections there? So there's one that basically starts 554, and then is there another one that starts on 559? Should that have like a paragraph there or something?
Yeah, I just noted that as well. I think it should be separated out.
Okay.
Sorry for that.
Okay, then we added word service providers, 577, their domain names, issues there. And we have 581 to 589, which was discussed last time and is now acceptable. Accepted. 594 through 602. Issues. accepted. Okay, 613, 617, a support statement bulleted out. Fishers. Accepted. 621 through 624. Accepting it. Okay. 626, 627. Accepting it.
6627. Seems kind of weird to have 627 in there. Did that fall in from some other place?
Yeah. Is it left over from some previous discussion? Well,
I think it is.
Look at it.
We addressed short TTLs up above. So maybe this could be deleted.
And also the...
I think it should be a separate heading, like the who benefits from the user's first fixing needs is a title.
Yeah,
it
that's
should be.
What I was thinking.
Is why it's confusing.
And then the short TTLs are just an introductory into that section. And then you've got the numbered techniques of people who are using short. Are they?
That's on line.
Yes. And then you have a couple examples of legitimate uses. Correct? Well, not legitimate uses, but who benefits from various usage. So yeah, I think that should just be a header. And then...
Should 632 be instead of dotted quad an IP address? Because under IPv6, they're not quads, they're longer, I think.
What's that?
For 632, dotted quad, does that work in an IPv6 world?
Yeah. Is anybody doing fastflux in an IPv6 world yet? Quad A.
No.
But the IP addresses
so
are no
you might
want
to just put IPv4 in parentheses behind it. IPv4
IP address, I think, would be fine there. I mean, it really does, you know, have the potential to show up in either place, even though it's not there now. But I think the point's a good point. It's just casual usage. I think I was actually the guilty party.
Right. I can't imagine anybody doing it. Okay, yeah, it probably, and just for the readers, it probably. So are you recommending getting rid of quad, dotted quad, or just say targeting an IP address, replace dotted quad with targeting an IP address?
Correct.
Okay,
that,
any objections?
That would be correct.
Okay. In 641 through 45, any issues? Accepted.
I think also FQDN we haven't defined anywhere else before. That's the
okay,
first
if view. That's the first one, then probably should say...
It's the only one, actually.
Fully qualified domain name. For the first usage, if that's the first usage. I don't know if I've seen it. Okay, 41 through 45, and no issues. 647 through 48. Issues. Okay. 666 through 671. Any issues?
I think that is good, but I think we should have similar language at 674. Shouldn't we about registrars?
There's new language being worked on for 5.4 and 5.5 that we...
Okay.
5.4 has been being discussed on... I guess they're both being worked on in the background, but they're not quite ready yet. So I guess they'll show up in another version of this. So there will be language.
Thanks.
Okay. As I understand, the 5.4 language might be almost ready, and the 5.5 language is still pending.
That's right.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks. 5.6. Okay, 6.7.9. Okay, we start out with 6.7.9 through 6.8.7, introductory paragraph. Any issues? Okay. 689 through 700.
689 should be rendered as a heading?
I think it is, isn't it? Oh, okay. You mean it's not in the right font for heading. Okay. Yeah. Because it's set off like a heading. It's just not rendered here. Thank you. 691. Okay. Then at 702, we have a port statement.
Wait a minute. What is 703 and 704?
That's what I'm trying to figure out now.
The way it worked is there was a series of paragraphs that essentially formed sort of a narrative, and some of the paragraphs were accepted, and some of the ones, because of how it was voted, only received support.
Let's see.
So logically, if it had been accepted or rejected as a block, it would all have been one thing, but as it is, there are some chunks that, you know, people didn't like, some chunks they did like.
And if I understand correctly, this whole indented section through 741 is the stuff that got support but not full agreement.
Correct.
So it seems reasonable. We might want to say a little bit more on the support, like there was support, you know, for the following issues.
Aubrey, this is James. Hi. I don't mean to backtrack too far, but you mentioned that someone is drafting language for 5.4?
Yes.
Who is that someone?
It's Dave Piscatello, Rod Rasmussen, and Joe Sensave.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just draft language. It's obviously going to be a first cut.
Right, and then it'll be floated once. I think the process we're following is once the three that were drafting it were comfortable with their first cut, it would be put on the mailing list, and then it would be folded into the document, and then it would get passed over, not passed over, but it would be discussed in several passes of the document, like we're doing with everything else.
All right.
Is that okay?
I guess we'll see what they come back with.
Right, yeah. I mean, basically, at the last time, it was sort of looking for volunteers to, you know, create language for the empty spot as a first place, and then something to start talking from.
Okay, understood. And sorry for taking us out of sequence there.
Oh, that's quite all right. No, anytime a question comes up, that, you know, better to cover them. Thanks.
And not to speak on behalf of the other participants in that little drafting group, other volunteers are always welcome. If you missed it last time and want to join now, I don't think there's anything that's locked in stone. So,
I mean, if you want, I'll just copy you on the version that I'm about to pass one more time, pass Rob and Joe and Marika. Your input's more than welcome.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Sure. That was James, right?
Right.
Yeah, and add all the S to the list, too, would you?
Who is that?
Paul Diaz.
Okay, so Paul.
So we're almost at the point where...
Thanks, Dave.
You know, and as I say, it's going to then go on the mailing list, too, so... okay, so any issue with the 702 through 741 support statement? I got a question on those heading things. It looks like they're like single word things where there's a connecting space between each of the two words.
They should all be rendered as headings, ideally.
Right, as subheadings, but there wouldn't be an underline connecting them so that they're one word, would there?
Correct. That was just a way of trying to denote that in the original text, given I didn't have the ability to show a word processing markup.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, and that's something I just need to change. It was just copy and paste from the original proposal.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Right, the 735 through 736 does not have that. Okay, coming down to 7:43. That was test that was previously agreed on, although at 7:54, there's still insert suitable illustration here showing reverse proxy setup here. So we either need to remove the note and insert a picture, or remove the note and not insert a picture if people don't have a picture or don't think a picture is necessary.
I'll find a picture.
They'll find a picture. Okay,
I think it may be better to link to a picture because the document gets very big once you start including graphics. It can be nice and tight when it's only text.
I'm flexible either way. I'll provide a link and folks can sort out what they want to do.
Right, unless somebody does an embedded picture and makes it fairly small as opposed to adding all the details of the picture. Okay.
I got a question.
Sure.
Out of the first two sentences, 7:45 through 7:48,
yeah,
they don't seem to read in a sensible manner. They start out, spammers actually replicated, and then the next one says, that would be too complex.
It should actually say, spammers do not actually replicate all the hundreds or thousands.
All right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Sort of like missing a do not in the Ten Commandments or something.
That's why I've had all those problems with sinning all my life.
And I.
Oh, now I understand. Okay. So you caught that, Marika? There'll be one change, and leave that sentence highlit. Not highlit, but underlined, so that we can confirm next time. Okay, any other issues going down through 7:54? Okay, 7:56, I assume that's the markup about headers again. Headings again. And 7:58 through 7:72, any issues? Okay. 7:74 through 7:85. Any issues? They have been botted. Verb choice. Okay. Then 7:87 is a support. I actually like this way of indicating support as opposed to the one that was followed before where it was one support with three paragraphs. Here it's a support for paragraphs, and that might be a better, although then we have 8:16, which would get its own support. Okay, each one of these headings having a support preceding it just for clarity, I think is good. Any issue on 7:87 through 8:04? Okay. Issue on 8:06 through 8:14? Okay. Okay. I think it'd be good if there was a support before 8:16. Any issue on 8:16 through 8:27? And then we have an alternate view. Any issue between on 8:29 through 8:37? Okay. Come to another support.
Hey.
Hello, hon. How are you?
8:39 through 8:56. Any issues? And I accepted. 8:58 through 8:65 in conclusion statement. Issues. Okay, 8:72, there's a note.
Actually, I think there's a misspelling on 8:62.
8:62, a misspelling. Experience struggle. Of internet transparency. Struggle has two G's. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, on a lot of those things, it's good that you catch them, but there obviously has to be a words missing, clean up grammar, spelling,
Places.
Well, you know I'm awake.
Huh?
Well, you know I'm awake.
No, I think it's great. When you see it, it's good.
On that line, fast flux is one word, whereas in other places it's two words.
Yes, that one, Marika pointed out that she's got to have consistency. Is there consensus in the group? Is fast flux two words?
Two words.
Two words.
The one argument I'd make for going ahead and having it be a conjoined word or whatever, or one word anyhow, is that sure, Google's a whole lot better that way. You don't have to do the quotes and stuff to try and tease it out.
Google says two words.
So we don't necessarily have consensus on one word or two words yet.
Well, Google says, did you mean fast space flux? So.
Google says it's one word?
No, Google says it's two words.
Google says it's two words, then I'm sure it is. I just got a new G1, and I believe that Google tells truth.
I propose an alternate view of F-flux.
Alternate view, excuse me?
No.
Oh, yes, put that at the beginning in terms of usage. That there's support for fast flux as two words, but an alternate view has it as one word. I think that would be silly beyond belief, but hey. Okay, 872 through 879. I assume that this note has the same sort of treatment, or is this note still valid?
Not valid.
Any other comments?
Why do you say not valid?
Because we certainly reached consensus on the existence of negative effects of fast flux. Lots of them. We just spent pages discussing them, agreeing on them.
Okay. The second half of the note is about summarizing the ideas that were discussed by the working group. I think the second half of the note is valid.
Okay. Would it be a note, or would it just be the first paragraph of the section?
Could be.
I mean, this section, I mean, it's a reasonable line to have at the beginning of a section. This section summarizes the ideas, etc. The working group wishes to emphasize that until fast flux is better defined and researched, and we before had a note about better definition and research, there are insufficient underpinnings to recommend any of these. They are presented here as a draft to record incremental progress. So, is there agreement on removing note through this section and promoting this section to just a regular paragraph? Any issue with that? If not, Marika, would you line through the first part and promote the second part, but leaving it marked as a change?
Yep. I mean, I guess I still am a little concerned. I mean, that's a good incremental step, but still a little concerned that of the conclusion here, there are insufficient underpinnings to recommend any of these ideas. I don't think that the majority of the group would agree with that. I would be happy if it said there. I don't know. I don't know that the working group wishes to emphasize this at all.
I think that really dates from our former chair.
Exactly.
So, in other words, you're accepting the first statement. This section summarizes the ideas that were discussed by the working group.
Yes, I can accept that statement.
Okay. Got one statement down.
The other two sentences I don't agree with.
Well, we have had a discussion earlier that sort of indicated that there is cause still for better definition and more research on solutions especially.
And I think the idea of the note was to emphasize that these are ideas that were discussed. These aren't necessarily all endorsed.
What about if we just removed the, and if you went, the working group wishes to emphasize that fast flux needs better definitions and more research, period. These ideas are presented here as a draft to record incremental progress. Remove the insufficient underpinnings. Recommend these, but not go so far as to say, and all of these are recommended at this point. Does that help any?
Yes, it helps a little.
But only an incremental step.
I get this is Greg. I just
I want it to be clear to the reader somehow that these aren't necessarily endorsed, and there may be widely divergent ideas on how good these ideas may be.
So the edit that I just mentioned, would that leave that sufficiently for you?
Okay. Can you repeat it again?
Okay. This section summarizes the ideas, parentheses, solutions that were discussed by the working group. The working group wishes to emphasize that fast flux needs better definition and more research. These ideas are presented here as a draft to record incremental progress.
Okay. That's for me.
And that be okay for you, Mike?
I think so.
Okay, thanks. Well, obviously have it to discuss next time through. Marika, did you catch that?
Not completely, but I'll
okay.
check in the recording.
Right. Okay.
No worries.
Well, I can tell you quickly. One, note through working group. I mean, work through it, with it, is lined out. Next sentence stands. The working group wishes to emphasize that the word until is dropped, that fast flux needs better definition and more research. Period. Then, scratch out or line through, there are insufficient underpinnings to recommend any of these, dash. And then, capital sentence, these are presented here as a draft to record incremental progress.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Okay, moving on. We get to a support statement, 903 through 908. Any issues? Get to 944, 946. A bullet. Any issues? Okay, and we get to a note again. Once again, it's not true that we didn't answer them. There are answers.
I have a question on 903.
Oh, okay, sure.
When it says support,
it means there wasn't full agreement.
Okay.
That there was support for the following statement.
The following statement, but not the idea.
I'm not sure what you mean.
We're not advocating that I can require people to give up this data and so on.
Well, I guess.
Some members of the group were saying that.
Yeah, so that's why it's a support statement.
Okay.
So I guess there's support for both the statement and the idea.
Shouldn't that go into active engagement if it's a requirement, though?
Excuse me?
Was that statement a requirement on behalf of registrars, or is that optional? Because if it's optional, it stays there, but if it's required, it would go into active engagement. It says, rather private entities given bulk access. Well, who's going to give it to them voluntarily? It's either going to be required to be given or optional.
Right.
If it's optional, it stays there, but if it's required, then it goes into 915, like in that section.
Okay, I see.
Look at line 894. Supporting this approach, noted that it would not require ICANN or for its affiliates to decide what types of behavior abuses, etc. There's no policy issues for information sharing.
Are you suggesting a change to this?
Did we cut off this?
No, I don't think so. I think people are just
reading
it. Hello? I don't think we're cut off. I can still hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, some people can hear me. So, yeah, I don't think we're cut off. I think people are just thinking. So is there any recommendation for change in this section? The 903 through 908. Is it really an indication that we need to, that the support?
Wasn't this one we voted on?
Yeah, it was one you voted on, and it got support. So I'm thinking that the support needs to say there was support for the following statements.
The second sentence, or third last sentence, that I guess goes back to the question that the previous person asked. The registrars need only provide bulk access to the required data already available.
That would be in
whether this is going to be required or not.
That would be in the case of.
I think.
If I'm not sure, I see the issue.
I think there was support for the. I mean.
Yeah.
There was support that such a system might be technically possible or feasible. But
right.
It wasn't support that the group thinks that this should be done.
Yeah, and this is already in a section that's bracketed by these are just ideas that need further thought.
Right.
Right, so I think...
So this is double further thoughted. I
don't think it establishes a requirement per se.
No, I don't think any of these are establishing a requirement. I think that this has a dependent requirement that if one were to do some of these things, and if this was something that they do, then they would need to consider a requirement. That. It's sort of a second level down.
Almost like a commentary on the first point.
Yeah.
That if Mark Monitor, for example, is already buying... Well, who is from Two Cows, Dotster, NSI, GoDaddy, they could conceivably create a DNS-based query system for who is, or domain tools could do the same.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. We had a 926, 927. Ideas for active engagement were discussed, including the following. Group did not reach consensus on or endorse any of them. Any issue with that statement? Okay. 944, 46.
Where did that text come from?
Marika, I don't have the history. Is it one of the ones that was voted on?
Sorry, which one is that? The 26, 27?
Yep.
No, 944 to 46.
Oh, 44, 46. Yeah, I believe that was.
That was voted on a meeting or two ago.
Okay.
It was one idea. It was proposed by the It was mentioned in both the registry and registrar statements.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Okay, so any issue with it?
Probably decapitalized farming.
Oh, okay. Okay. And now we're back to 948 notes, which again has the lack of...
Same note. You deleted.
Well, it's not quite the same note in that the first four bullets are the same. It does have two additional bullets that the previous one didn't. That's the same issue, and that if the answers have been answered, or at least initial answers have been given.
But
the two extra bullets that were not mentioned in the previous are 54 and 55. And 510 does not have an answer yet. So, in this case, the note actually seems truer than it did in the previous one, in that they're very incomplete answers. There's definitely no consensus. There's two support statements, no consensus statements, and so on. So one could almost say, note, you know, These are working group considered the following question, but... Excuse me?
Poverty?
Yeah?
This is Dave again. The origin of these notes is finally coming back to me and trying to piece together the chronology of and history of this working group. And at one point, there was a proposal from the former chairman that we would not complete the working group charter, and we would indicate why in each of the sections.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as placeholders, he put each and every one of these notes in place, saying we didn't do this because we couldn't come to consensus on what the definition was. We didn't have the data. We didn't. You know, there are people who objected to the need and the like. One of the things that the notes do is they sort of drag the legacy of how the working group performed as opposed to what the working group produced.
Yeah.
And it might be worthwhile if either I or Marika or Liz could go back and at least pull together the thread that these came from, so you might be able to see and appreciate what I'm talking about.
Right, I understand that. But also, and that could be useful, although it might be a lot of work. One of the things, though, that I'm just looking at it is sort of taking a black box approach to it and sort of saying, first of all, look at the following. Look at 5.8, 5.9, and 5.10. There hasn't been a lot of work done on it. There's, for 5.8, there's a support statement but no agreement. For 5.9, there's a support statement and no agreement. For 5.10, there's nothing.
Well, Rob has the assignment of writing 5.10.
Right, okay.
So that leaves 5.9 as something that, you know, we still have to address.
And 5.8.
Five eight
and 5.9 both have statements that have support and such. So if we have someone that's willing to make a contribution to those, then possibly this goes away. But what might be useful here is the same thing we've done to the other one that basically says something to the effect of the working group offers these initial answers, but more work is required. You know, now four of these were already mentioned before, so,
I think that would be fair and a fair assessment of where we are today. I just don't want us to, be carrying forward something that doesn't really reflect what was accomplished.
Right, and
that's,
I think
my
we've gotten
concern.
Rid of almost all so far the did not answers, and this is the last one of them, but at the moment I'm sort of loath to pull it out until we do have answers.
Okay.
But I think that it's reasonable to do the same thing to it that we're doing to the others once we add some answers, which is, you know, the working group provided these initial answers, you know, more work is required kind of statement.
Part of what happened there, I think, actually, is that people sort of signed up for various chunks, and I'm not sure anyone ever signed up for those chunks.
Okay. Now I'm told we have somebody signed up for 5.10 and 5.8 and 5.9, I'm not sure. As I say, they have a support statement, which is perhaps as much as we can do.
So the chunks that are unsigned up for currently are 5.8 and 5.9?
Yep. At least as far as I know. I mean.
Is it too late to add anything to 5.7? Hello?
5.7. Too late.
Under 944, where we talk about allows the internet community, could we add something like who is verification? Or registration processes that have registration verification? I think some of us have talked about this privately and never actually made the list. It's something that there's no consensus on.
We'd have to see what level of support there was for it. I'm not sure from what I've been able to tell the group that it's something that you'd be able to get agreement on, but you could probably certainly get enough people together to have support for it, and certainly, you know, I think what I was saying last time is that anything that anybody in the group feels needs to be added as an alternative view can certainly be added. You know, and I think the only thing that remains of the issue is what degree of agreement and support can you get for a statement, and how far down a rat hole does the question take us. But if it's something that you can write up and there's general agreement on the list, then, you know, either as an agreement statement or a support statement, I don't see why not. But as I say, I want to avoid long-term rat holes that don't get us closer to finishing, but I don't want to avoid putting in something that people agree on. And I want to make sure that all the alternative views are represented. Does that make sense as an answer?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we have to look at 948, 955, so I would mark these somehow, perhaps just put it in color, that we need to wordsmith this one to reflect what turns up in 58510. And I expect it'll be a statement such as I said before, the working group provides the following initial answers, you know, further work or something. But we'll see what we get in those. And if people want to contribute something, then we'll be able to review it. Okay? Does that make sense? Almost 2 hours now, so let's leave this one open. In terms of the stuff that's there, any issue on accepting 961 through 68, the support statement? And then 973 through 980, any issue on accepting the support statement there?
I have concerns about both of those just for the reasons that we've talked about previously.
Because the question is deferring answering. As I say, if somebody contributes something new to it, then why don't we just leave this section alone until we see what people contribute next time?
Works for me.
Okay.
So has someone taken the lead on each of these, 5-8, 5-9, and 5-10?
I've got 5-10. Rod.
Who is that, please?
It's Rod Rasmussen. I've got 5-10.
Anybody want 5-8 or 5-9?
I think that 5-8 and 5-9, I'll take the lead on just drafting up some language that basically says that we are not to the point of making recommendations on these points.
Okay, so basically you're going to sort of reword what's in there under the support.
That's right.
Okay.
And bottom line is, without knowing what limitations, guidelines, or restrictions are possible, we can't really analyze what the impact is.
Okay. So, yeah, see how those fit and see how they change the tenor of the thing. And we'll come back to this at the next time.
I may also send in sort of a table showing some possibilities and potential impacts so that folks can just get an idea.
Okay. You're good. Okay, constituency statements and other viewpoints. So, the date, I guess, two constituency statements. That's all there.
This is Marika. Just a comment. As we discussed on the last call, I reached out to the several members who submitted the statements, and I did receive feedback from the individual registrar constituency members, and they are fine with this. But there is objection from the registry constituency to removing this section. I think, Avery, you were copied in that email, I think, as well.
Okay, and they objected to removing the synthesis you had written?
Yes. They prefer to keep the summary in because they deem it...
Okay, so you actually removed it as opposed to just lying through it at the moment?
Yeah, well, you see it on the right-hand side, the text was deleted. I didn't strike it out. I can change that back, no problem.
Yeah, okay. I would prefer on any of the deletions that it, and I know it's kind of hokey, but, I mean, because, for example, I don't see the text that you deleted. Of course, I use off and off, open office, not office. So I don't see the text that was actually deleted.
Okay.
All I see is a mark that it was deleted.
Really? So that's... Okay.
high.
You don't get the flyouts then, huh?
Huh?
You don't get the flyouts over on the right margin?
I do, but I don't have all the text in them.
Okay.
Sure.
I just have a mark that it was deleted, but not all the text that was deleted.
So, Aubrey, we need to check and see if we can switch it so that it does display just the, I know what you mean, the lined through text.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's, I need to change that in the settings. I think you can opt for that, and then I just didn't do that for this one.
And another way to do it is to just go in and just put, you know, as an attribute of the text that it's lined through. And then later you just actually delete it. So that it's not really deleted, it's just marked as lined through, and everybody knows that means deleted.
But that's an extra editing step if we can.
You're
do
right,
that.
That's an extra editing step.
Yeah.
Whatever works, as I said,
no, but it's important to know that
pay for Office, and I use OpenOffice.
Absolutely, and other people will too, and so it's important that we know that in our settings that we accommodate
that.
Okay,
so I see the mark that it's deleted, but I do not see the massive deletion. How do other people feel about that? I know that I was the one that was most uncomfortable with it, but if everyone else is comfortable with it, and what I was most worried about is that the people who wrote the text were happy with the synthesis of the text.
I did already get some comments as well from the registry constituency on some minor tweaks that they would like to see to the text, but I think overall they were okay with it.
Okay, and has...
I don't know if Greg is on the call. I guess he's in a better position to explain.
Okay, and NCUC, have they responded?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I sent a message out only yesterday, so...
As I say, my main issue on any synthesis is that the person being synthesized agrees with the synthesis. Otherwise, I'm concerned. Having written many, many syntheses, I'm always concerned that I'm actually capturing what they say.
Aubrey, this is Paul.
Yes.
For the registrars, we put ours forward, as you see, as these, you know, individual member statements.
Right.
And even that was just kind of a bear, getting people herding cats in this case. I would just ask, you know, the reason we said, let's just go back to the statement, not have the summary, but direct people to an appendix, was because, you know, I would need to go back and pull those people who signed off to make sure. If we're going back to that, I'm going to need a little time to do that. You know, and I thought in the interest of time, it was better just to direct people to the annex, see the actual statement, read it in black and white, and that's that.
Now, there's an alternative, and I don't know how this would work for the registries, and that's that the synthesis of the registries be appended right before their comments. Or the other way to do it is, you know, two constituencies, and then you can have synthesis of registry constituency, synthesis of, you know, you have to use synthesis, but, you know, of NCUC, and not have the others. So, problem. I'm just uncomfortable with a synthesis that's not approved by people. What do other people think? Sort of have registries would like it synthesized. Anyone else have an opinion?
This is James, and I support what Paul was saying, that, and I think what you're intonating as well, Aubrey. I just think it's dangerous to summarize or synthesize constituency statements.
This is Marika. It seems that we do have some time left to decide on this because, you know, we were not finalizing the report yet, so maybe we can wait until we receive the feedback from the NCUC, and maybe the registrars have some time as well to check with the people that submitted the statement whether they're fine with the synthesis or not, and basically then decide whether what should be left in or not. It's just a suggestion.
This is Greg. My concern was that since their appendices at the back, they don't get read, and the constituencies are major stakeholders in the process, and so I want attention brought to those statements somehow. Otherwise, I don't know if they'll get read. And I think that a lot of people who may be looking at the report may be looking for a top line summary. I think it would be useful.
So, Greg, your concern is that they are not sufficiently conspicuous. So if we highlighted them or moved them to a different section but didn't attempt to summarize what they were saying or give meaning or interpretation to the constituency statements, that you think you would be okay with that? Or I'm just trying to understand exactly what your concern is.
Well, I guess my question back to you is, I think summaries, top line summaries of them are possible. And if we do have some time, maybe that's worth trying to do. Like I said, I don't think anybody like an ICANN board member or a GNSO council member is going to read the entire report word for word. And the summary could be useful.
There's still a summary piece that's getting put together for the front of the report, right?
Yeah, I mean, for those people who won't read most of the report, they'll never get to section six or whatever it is. They'll just read a front page and conclusions and such. I think anybody that's made it to this section will probably make it to the appendices, but, you know, I think probably, you know, Marika might be making sense in terms of, well, let's see what NCUC says and get their edits on it. And then if it's possible to check with the registrars that put in statements to get their viewpoints on it, and then we can come back and review it since we really do seem to be split on the issue. And it's true that we still have time.
And Aubrey, to that point, how much time would we want to try and have this for our face-to-face in Cairo, or?
Well, you mean this decision on this?
Yeah, trying to reach out to registrar reps.
I think that actually this is an important issue, but not a thing that needs a lot of discussion. I think at a point we'll come down either that they've all agreed with it and they've all approved it, and so by and large, let's include it. Or not, but we won't be getting into the wording of it much. So I think getting it by the end of the meeting is good enough, you know, or by our next meeting after the meeting is good enough.
Okay, I'll get on that.
Right. I mean, I'm hoping that we can sort of finish this within 1 or 2 weeks after Cairo, and so on. That's kind of what I'm hoping. That we're going to get there, but we may need a bit more time than that, so I don't know yet.
Is it possible to defer putting those two constituency statements in this document, but wait until the public comment period is over, at which time we probably would have all six constituency statements, assuming all six respond? Because conceivably, those two, you know, the registrars and registries might even want to change their constituency statement based on, you know, more recent update of the document.
Yeah. It's possible. Okay. Let's come back to this one once we have some more information from NCC and others and the individual registrar constituency members. And we also have an IP interest. I don't think it's let's come back to it. I think if they're all fine with what it says and they really want their stuff in the document, then we may decide. But I think if any of them are uncomfortable with it being summarized, then we may just want to put that in the end. And then if any of them are actually wanted included with their statement, then that becomes possible. We're almost at 2 hours now, so I'm probably thinking we should stop. Where we are now is challenges. Now, challenges has been here a long time, as far as I can tell. And I want to make sure that at some point that's fine with people. As I say, it's historical text that we haven't discussed here, at least not since I've been doing the chairing. We do have a one 1048-1049 placeholder for the affiliate abuse funnel request document. The real place that we have a lot of new stuff that needs to be accepted, and we'll probably do it on our next talk through, are the interim conclusions, which were all possibly acceptable. They were talked about a little bit last time, but they were also at the end of the meeting. Actually, I'll just ask now, are there any objections to accepting Section 8, the interim conclusions, or does that need more discussion?
Did we kind of jump over 7 entirely at this point? Or?
We jumped over 7 entirely at this point because there's no changes marked in it.
My concern is in part that it really sort of reflects the same sentiment that was reflected in a lot of the notes.
Yeah.
So if the notes are essentially being adjusted, I think 7 should probably be reconciled with the adjustments to the notes.
Yeah, and I essentially agree with that, and basically said that's why we need to come back to it.
Okay,
basically, it's older text that we haven't looked at, but I think we do need to look at it, so I suggest that people take a look at it, and then we can talk about it again later. But there's nothing there to accept or not accept at the moment, so...
Understand.
I'm jumping.
Right.
But yeah, basically mentioning that we do have to come back to it. On 8, which is stuff that came out of the voting and was interim conditions, it was all agreement. Is there any issue on accepting 1078 through 1085? Any issue on accepting 1089 through 1096?
1087 should be, I think, 8.1 rather than 7.1.
Good call. Any issue on 1098 through 1102?
1082 through 1085. What study, first of all, is this talking about? Study, I guess.
I think it's during the working group study period. I think it's during the term of the working group. I guess you all have been studying Fast Flux during this period. But I assume that's the period it meant.
It's
and that the techniques have continued to evolve during the period that this working group has been studying the issue.
Okay.
It's a sort of self-pitying statement, though. I mean, there's never going to be a totally static problem that you get a perfect opportunity to analyze. I mean, it just sort of is what it is.
Exactly.
Okay. So, in other words,
1082 through 1085 just seems to be commentary. It's not necessary.
Anyone?
Not helpful.
Okay. Anyone object to marking that for deletion? Okay, mark it for deletion, and we'll come back to it next time to make sure it stays deleted. Okay. Any other issues on the conclusions? We had the 1098 through 1102. Okay, well, we had 1104 through 1114.
I gotta admit, 1089, that paragraph seems awfully difficult. Reading it, I find myself having a hard time with it. I'm wondering if it could be rephrased or wordsmithed.
Yeah, well, I think the wordsmithing step is something that's coming, unless you have a suggestion, that's coming from much of the document. I think there's lots of awkward sentences.
I think as long as it can be flagged, I'm happy.
Okay.
To have somebody wordsmith it.
Well, then, leave it. You want basically that whole paragraph or just that whole first sentence, second sentence?
Well, I think 1089 through 1096. I mean, if it's a conclusion, you want to have it be pretty clear and conclusive.
Okay.
I think
so leave this one
the
then marked for work. Any issue with another just, you know, don't accept it yet. 1098 to 1102. Can we accept that one? Or do we want to take more time on the conclusion later? Am I rushing through it unreasonably?
I say we should put it till later along with the challenges and whatever we consider this text again.
as I say, possible next steps we haven't talked about yet, and that's something that I want to get into in the face-to-face. Okay, then. I thank you. I think that's it for today, then.
Thanks,
Abby. It's up 2 hours. I appreciate it. I think that we've got a document that's got some holes and some work being done on it, but it's getting there.
So what's our next step?
Our next step is we have a face-to-face. Marika's going to put out another copy, another revision. We have a next step where one of the things I want to talk about is next steps. We're waiting for about 6 different paragraphs to come in, which we need to talk about. We need to talk about challenges. We need to talk about conclusions. And we need to make sure that there's no other issues that anyone feels need further discussion before we put this out as a interim report to the council and figure out where we go from there. Among the other things we'll need to do is the council will then need to read this, discuss it, decide whether it's going out for constituency review immediately or doing something else first, and figuring out what the working group does next. The council will be asked to review the charter based upon any recommendations that come out of this group on how they should review the charter, if they should review the charter. And then the working group needs to go through the process of, you know, re-electing a chair. So, but the next thing is, I think, to talk about the next steps in more detail face-to-face and also perhaps talk sometime about challenges and interim conclusions. Those are the two things that I'll put on the agenda for the face-to-face. We only have an hour, though.
And what's the date on that?
Wednesday next, whatever date that is.
The 5th of November.
Oh. Can the time zone info be sent to the list? Because it's hard.
Yeah. I'll send that out, George.
And then plan on a Friday meeting on the 14th. The 21st, I will have difficulty doing a meeting because I will be flying back from IETF that week, that day. So I won't be around for a meeting on the Friday the 21st or the 28th or the week after that. But anyhow, we'll have to talk about that because I go into an IGF 2 weeks at the end of the month. Put me out of commission. So we'll talk more at the next meeting and on the list about how we do scheduling after this.
You may want to just cancel the 28th.
Well, that's just it. We'll have to talk about this later because
sure.
In my life, the 21st, the 28th, and December and December 5th.
Maybe we can do another doodle.
Are all out because I basically spend the next 3 weeks with my... Well, I'm actually... probably have time the week of the 16th through 21st, which is I'm flying on the 21st. But then Thanksgiving week and the week after, I'm in Hyderabad for the IGF working as secretariat, and I won't have time to breathe.
Do we have a meeting this Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah.
This Friday, many of us are traveling.
Good. Thanks.
I'm definitely traveling. That's why we had the meeting on Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Okay? So be in touch on the list, try to clarify things, and talk to people on Wednesday. And anybody that's flying to Cairo, good travels.
See you there.
See ya.
Take care.
Okay, thank you all.
Good travels.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.